until the day of her wedding came at last. The ceremony began at dawn and continued until dusk, an endless day of drinking and feasting and fighting. A mighty earthen ramp had been raised amid the grass palaces, and there Danny was seated beside Khal Drogo above the seething sea of Dothraki. She had never seen so many people in one place, nor people so strange and frightening. The horse lords might put on rich fabrics and sweet perfumes when they visited the free cities, but out under the open sky they kept the old ways. Men and women alike wore painted leather vests over bare chests, and horsehair leggings cinched their bronze medallion belts, and the warriors greased their long braids with fat from the rendering pits. They gorged themselves on horse flesh roasted with honey and peppers, drank themselves blind on fermented mare's milk and Illyrio's fine wines, and spat jests at each other across the fires, their voices harsh and alien in Danny's ears. Viserys was seated just below her, splendid in a new black wool tunic with a scarlet dragon on the chest. Illyrio and Ser Jorah sat beside him. Theirs was a place of high honour, just below the Khal's own blood riders. But Danny could see the anger in her brother's lilac eyes. He did not like sitting beneath her, and he fumed when the slaves offered each dish first to the Khal and his bride, and served him from the portions they refused. He could do nothing but nurse his resentment. So nurse it he did, his mood growing blacker by the hour at each insult to his person.